This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
11 times as much power generation capacity as did the United States. That's under Biden. That's not under Trump. That's under Sleepy Joe. Under the Trump administration, America's getting back in the game, and we're going to actually be doing more than they do, as I said. And on day one, I ended the Green New scam. I also ended Joe Biden's war on clean, beautiful Pennsylvania coal. Totally ended. Coal has equal, if not greater, status. It's a very powerful, it's a very powerful thing, coal. China, it's sort of interesting. China makes windmills, but how many wind farms do you see in China? I haven't seen any lately. Sort of crazy. They buy, they build the windmills, sell them into our country, sell them all over the world, and they ruin their fields and ruin their valleys. And then you look at China. Where's your wind farm? Well, we have one. We're thinking about one. No, it's the whole thing is crazy. But they use coal, and they're building right now about 52 power plants, all of coal. I signed historic executive orders to expedite construction of brand new nuclear power plants, which is very hot. We've issued an order, as you probably know, 1 month ago, making it very easy and very safe to build nuclear power. And Westinghouse, I know, is represented here, and they're become a whole brand new Westinghouse. Congratulations. It's a great thing you're doing. They were hurt by some very incompetent people. I watched what was going on there, and in the form of regulators, they were really doing a number. Our regulators are the opposite. We'll be very safe, but we're fast and safe, and you're going to get a whole different group of people. But it's announcing plans to build 10 state-of-the-art nuclear reactors in the United States. That's great. Congratulations to Westinghouse. And to further accelerate investment in the industries of tomorrow, 2 weeks ago, we enacted the largest tax cuts in American history. When I signed that one big, beautiful bill into law, we're adding to it a little bit, and we're refining it a little bit, all to the positive. And that's why the congressmen, I'll pretend I'm really angry at them, but I would actually be angry at them if they showed up, Lee, right? I'd be much more, if they're here, I would not be happy. The bill allows 100% expensing on all new equipment, something that's never happened before. Factories, research, and as I said before, even structure. To further protect Pennsylvania industry, 2 months ago, I came here to announce my approval of a historic investment deal with Nippon Steel, Nippon Steel of Japan, to keep U.S. Steel right here in Pittsburgh. And we have a great woman here, Selena Zito. She's the writer. She writes on the Rust Belt and the Midwest, really, but the Rust Belt. Anything having to do with Rust and Belt. Where is Selena? Is she around there someplace? Because I'm doing an interview with her in a little while. And I said, do me a favor. Let me do the interview after this. This way we can be right on time. Where is Selena?
She's up there.
Oh, she's great. You can't be angry at me now, Selena, because I'll be with you. I said, Selena, can we make it after? Otherwise, we're going to keep a lot of money waiting. These people have big money. When I saw the people here, I said, Selena, I'm sorry. I have to delay this. And also, Miss McAdams. Where is Miss McAdams? We're going to do one with her, too. And she's great, with Fox. And she's been fantastic. Stand up. Stand up. Young and smart and vibrant. She's been very, you've done a great job. So I'll see you in a couple of minutes, Sarah. That's great. We can't keep this kind of money waiting. These are the biggest, these are truly the biggest investors in the world, including my friend John on my left. But these are the biggest investors in the world. I'm sorry, McAdams, and I'm sorry, Selena. We just, that's the way it works. It's very impressive. But Nippon Steel, and we got it, and we have all sorts of protections because of the fact that U.S. Steel was you people years ago. 80 years ago, it was the biggest company in the world, most powerful company in the world. And we were very strong. And Nippon's coming in. They're going to be investing $17 billion. They're going to build new plants all over the country using U.S. Steel. And we have the absolute control because we don't want to lose control of that one name. That one name is very important for the to the history of this country. And I think Nippon's going to do a fantastic job. And, you know, in some cases, they could take it back to their country. I said to people, because a lot of people said, well, what do you think, Japanese companies coming in? I said, well, you know, when they spend $1 billion in a steel plant, they're not going to put it on a boat and take it away. It's going to be right here with us, no matter what. But they are going to do a fantastic job, and they look forward to it, and they're so excited about it. They actually fought very, very hard to get that deal. And I think when you look at the countless jobs at the Mon Valley Works in western Pennsylvania, we have something that's going to be really incredible. And we did keep a golden share. You know who has the golden share? I do. I have the golden. Does everybody know what a golden share? A lot of these people from the Middle East, they don't have to worry about golden shares. But we have a golden share, but Nippon's going to do a fantastic job. With that historic announcement and the new commitments being made today, we're building a future where American workers will forge the steel, produce the energy, build the factories, and really run a country like, I believe, like this country has never been run before. I think we have a true golden age for America. We've been showing it, and it truly is the hottest country anywhere in the world. And I'm honored to be in Pennsylvania, and I'm honored to be in Pittsburgh. And you're going to see some real action here, so get ready. Lots of jobs, lots of success. Really a beautiful thing is it's going to be beautiful to behold. So enjoy yourselves, and I look forward to hearing some of your geniuses speak. If that's okay, I'll stay around. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you so much. Again, thank you for being here. And you coming has allowed us to have this incredible summit. It won't surprise you, this summit was Dina's idea. But what it's allowed us to do is catalyze the investment. It's allowed us to get a lot of attention on Pennsylvania's story. And it's allowed us to deliver on the promises you and I talked about, which is jobs for working families, really create opportunity here in Pennsylvania. So it's the manifestation of your agenda. And we're going to talk today about those $90 billion of investment. You'll hear from Blackstone and QTS, CoreWeave, and others. They pledged $36 billion to build data centers. You also hear from companies that invested tens of billions in generating the power needed to run those data centers. We have great investments in natural gas production and pipelines, but also in nuclear. Brookfield's repowering of two hydro facilities with Google that you mentioned. The great Pittsburgh company Westinghouse will tell you how they're going to deliver on your call to strengthen America's nuclear power industrial base by placing 10 reactors under construction by 2030. And Constellation, which is here, Joe Dominguez, is uprating Limerick Clean Energy Center to bring an additional 340 megawatts online. FirstEnergy and Pennsylvania's PPL have collectively pledged $20 billion to build and operate the grid infrastructure required to support a data center renaissance right here in Pennsylvania. and to ensure that ratepayers don't foot the bill. And finally, you got technology companies like Google, and they're investing in bringing the benefits of AI to Main Street, and their AI Works for Pennsylvania initiative, which will offer AI training for 1 million small businesses. The great thing about today is these are not empty promises. These are tangible, real commitments, and they're only the beginning. The distinguished leaders you have around the table here, from Larry Fink to Darren Woods, from Toby Rice to Bruce Flatt, to great global investors like my good friends Chow Kit from Singapore, Haldun Al-Mubarak from the United Arab Emirates, they've traveled long distances to witness firsthand this historic moment and to see firsthand what's happening in Pennsylvania. And these investments are a testament to Pennsylvania's unique resources. Unbelievable natural gas reserves, abundant fresh water, a massive installed base of nuclear power, incredible tech universities like CMU, our host today, thank you, Farnham. Amazing skilled trade engineers represented by Pennsylvania's own Rob Baer and Brandon Bishop here of the National Building Trades. But none of this would have happened. None of this would have happened without your unwavering commitment to unleashing American energy dominance and standing up for workers in Pennsylvania and across the nation.
Senator David McCormick,
see those workers
right
tangible
now with
job
President. And we're going to jump back in if the president takes some questions, but there's going to be a lot of people speaking. You can pop this down, guys. Thank you. The president, if he takes some questions, we'll jump back in. But there's going to be a lot of people speaking at this summit, and we're going to hear from a bunch of cabinet officials, too. So we'll kind of jump in and out as the show goes on. But let me know. I want to hear from you. 855-839-1210 or on X at Rich Zeoli. I'm really curious over the Epstein stuff and how you feel about it. I really am.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Going on live, I'm on Radio Row, and it's about 10 feet away from me where the event is taking place. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Cioli. I was asked if I was going to be interviewing Trump. No, he's only speaking with Selena Zito and Alexis McAdams from Fox. So he's only talking to the ladies today. That's all right. That's okay. It's great to be here anyway, though, and to witness this historic event, a ton of innovation and capital being put into Pennsylvania. But I'm curious if you are over the Jeffrey Epstein stuff or not. That's really the question I have, because it seems like there's a huge division going on right now in social media, and it's just a major battle that's happening. So I'm curious where you stand on this. Oh, and by the way, the LoveGov, Andrew Cuomo, officially running for mayor of New York City. The LoveGov is in. He's in. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. The LoveGov is in, which is good for the show, for content purposes anyway. But it's also good for New York City, because honestly, as bad as he is, and he's terrible, I mean, on so many levels, from the nursing home, being a nursing home serial killer, to his groping and his sexual harassment, the LoveGov is, by all accounts, a lot more sane than Zoran Mandami is. But that's why he's running. Now, the question, of course, is going to be, does Eric Adams get out of the way to pave the way for the LoveGov to be able to run on his own? So we'll get into that as well. But there's so much on this Epstein stuff. And it seems like it's the president tried to make it go away over the weekend. It's not going away. It's not going away at all. He posted something in Truth Social, which is just basically to the point of, this guy, it has to go, and then accusing it of being a cover-up of the Biden administration. So the number for you to call is 855-839-1210, or you can tweet me at Rich Cioli and let me know your thoughts on this. But a lot of people are angry at the president for what he said regarding Epstein just the other day on Truth Social. Now, Pam Bondi, the attorney general, was asked a short time ago about this and dodged the question as well. But he also said, the president said earlier today, as he was getting ready to leave the White House to come to Pittsburgh, he was saying that he's authorized her to release whatever he can possibly release, she can release regarding regarding the files. So that's the question that I have for you is, do you care? Do you want to know? And that's what I'd like to know from you as we continue along the show here today. So 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Cioli. If you'd like to weigh in, that's really great stuff. And we are talking about all of it. Let me play for you the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, and what she had to say regarding Jeffrey Epstein. And some people are accusing her of dodging this, basically. Take a listen.
The level of drugs.
I'll have a question for you, Attorney General. Today on social media, President Trump made allegations about mortgage fraud against Senator Schiff. I'm wondering if you can comment on that and whether or not that issue has been referred.
Yeah, I just was told about those comments walking into this room, and we don't comment on whether there is or is not a pending investigation. But thank you. Anything else on topic today?
Okay, here's another clip of Pam Bondi, the attorney general, speaking on this very same issue. Then I'm going to play for you some conservative MAGA influencers and their take on this. And most importantly on this, I want to hear from you. So you can let me know your thoughts on this. But again, here's the attorney general. Take a listen.
Department of Justice, are you confident you're going to still be here to execute this? Because there's so many people calling for change at the Department of Justice.
I'm going to be here for as long as the president wants me here, and I believe he's made that crystal clear. It's 4 years. Well, three and a half now, right? We've got 6 months in. And it feels like 6 years. But I was with Director Patel this morning, and we are working on fighting violent crime. We are working on all these issues that we deeply care about to make America safe again.
Okay. Now, The other night, the president said he's standing with Pam Bondi. He took Pam Bondi with him to the soccer game up in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And he put out a long post on Truth Social essentially saying that, yeah, listen, you know, this story needs to go away and it needs to end. And he was saying that I'm really unhappy with some of my people, some of my people who keep this story going. You may be one of those people. And that's a question that I have for you, which is, are you satisfied with that idea of just letting this go and moving on from this? Now, Gianna Caldwell said this is not a kitchen table issue. Selena Zito, who was mentioned by the president, I think, 50 times just now in his remarks here in Pittsburgh, she said she's talked to people in Pittsburgh at rodeos and other places, and nobody seems to care about Epstein. But I've gotten a couple emails and some tweets from people who are saying, no, absolutely not. This matters to them because this guy was a pedophile. This guy was somebody who put a lot of people in compromising positions. And most importantly, you've got a lot of people who are very rich, powerful people, and we can't let them get away with it. And they feel like this was something that was a promise to them. President doubled down on this today as he was leaving Air Force One. And this is what he said today. This is Cut 36. He was leaving the White House to come here to the Innovation Summit in Pittsburgh. The president said, Cut 36.
The Attorney General briefed you on the DOJ and FBI review, the findings of that review. On what subject?
Epstein,
of the review of the files. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
A very, very quick briefing.
What did she tell you about the review? And specifically, did she tell you at all that your name appeared in the file?
No, she's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, they were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it. But she's handled it very well, and it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release. Yeah.
On Texas, how many more seats?
Okay. Now, Laura Trump, the president's daughter-in-law, said that there is going to be more information coming. All right. And the president hears the base. And that they want this issue to not go away. They don't want to just turn the page on this. So here's Laura Trump. This is Cut 15, saying that, don't worry, there is going to be more coming here on this. Take a listen.
What would be your advice, given this back and forth? You know, we're just coming off of Turning Point here in Tampa. You know, this was the topic of conversation. What would be your advice in order to take the temperature down on this issue from within the administration?
Well, I do think that there needs to be more transparency on this. And I think that will happen. I mean, look, I don't know what truly exists there, but I know that this is something that's important to the president as well. He does want transparency on all these fronts, that everything we're talking about, because it's frustrated him as well. Yeah, he sat for 4 years like the rest of us did.
Okay. And then she continued to say, and this is with Benny Johnson, that there's going to be more released. More is going to come out. All right. Cut 16.
Jim, amazing how that's all gone. So I don't know that this was top of mind for him, but he hears all the noise and he hears all of the consternation out there. And I think he's going to want to set things right as well. So I believe that there will probably be more coming on this. And I believe anything that they are able to release that doesn't, you know, damage any witnesses or anyone underage or anything like that, I believe they'll probably try to get out sooner rather than later because they hear it and they understand it. So hopefully we see that happen sooner than later. And I guess that would be my advice. But to everybody out there who's all worked up about it, there's no like great plot to keep this information away that I'm aware of. I do just believe that maybe it's been slow rolled for reasons that hopefully we understand down the line, and I think we're probably going to get more transparency on it very soon.
Now, on the YouTube chat, Navy Prepper says, Rich, if they were going to, if your name was on a list and it was released, then it would destroy you or something to that effect. I lost the exact comment, but And then I got Rich, if your name was on any list and did nothing wrong and it was released, it would ruin you. Let's see now. I got a tweet from Carrie Marie, who says, Epstein is not just a social media influencer issue. I am not an influencer, and I will not let this die. It's absolutely a kitchen table issue amongst my family and friends. A lack of transparency equates to the government spitting on my vote. Kate Collins, my buddy, says, I'm livid about the Epstein list. I voted Republican for accountability. If they don't get their act together, I'm not voting in the midterms, she says. Cosmic Charlie says, I don't care about the Epstein files. You can't have everything. We are so incredibly well off with this current administration that we shouldn't be throwing stones at ourselves. MAGA people have to understand, trust Donald Trump. Look what he's done for us. So much worse has happened. And whatever was done around Epstein, that's the hard truth. And the MAGA people need to calm the hell down before they start throwing stones at the best thing we've ever had. I'm guessing he's saying, meant to say MAGA, and it was probably voice to text. I don't think he's calling anyone a maggot, but so I've never seen an issue divide a base so much like this. I mean, really, I'm never. And we're 6 months in. And here's the problem is for people like Kate and others who then feel like, okay, I've been waiting for truth. I've been waiting for transparency. And I'm not getting it. Then what the hell is the point? Like, if I'm not going to get it now, I'm never going to get it. So then what's the point? Richard Heinzman on the YouTube chat says Epstein is on the list of things to do. I'd rank it at about 25. All right. I mean, this is what I mean. This is a division. I'm not here to take a side on this. I don't have a say in the matter. This is obviously way above my pay grade, but I'm really curious to hear from you on this because I think it's important for people's voices to be heard. Because, yeah, it does matter. I mean, I've heard from people who've said, if the truth gets buried on this, I'm out, I'm done. And I've heard from other people who've said, I'm so sick of hearing the name. But obviously, the reason why Laura Trump was asked about it by Benny Johnson is because of people like Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh has millions of followers, millions of people. He's a very big influencer. Matt Walsh, if you don't know, he was with Daily Wire. I think he still is. He's put a bunch of movies out there. They've been very successful. What is a Woman was one of them. And Matt Walsh made a very compelling point that this better not go away. And so when you've got a guy like that who's got millions of followers and others, because you've got Tucker Carlson out there on this issue, you've got Megyn Kelly out there on this issue, you've got these big prominent online social media MAGA influencers who are driving this with midterms around the corner, does it matter? That's really the question. Does it matter or does it not matter? Does the average person who votes in midterms, do other things matter to them more? But I mean, Kate's a very smart, politically involved young woman. I've known her for a long time. For her to say that if this doesn't come out, she's done, she won't vote in midterms. And she's not the only person I've heard that from somebody I respect in politics. That is a very cautionary tale right there. That's a huge red caution flag. Here's what Matt Walsh had to say on the issue. Cut 18.
Now, of course, we have no idea what information, if any, this sociopath, this evil woman will ultimately reveal. But the fact remains that, especially after the humiliating display by Bondi and the DOJ we've all just witnessed, it's probably worth listening to Maxwell's testimony. If a client list exists at this point, she's the most likely person to tell us. Now, yes, it's an indictment of Pam Bondi and the DOJ that we see any reason to listen to a ghoul like this, but that's where we are.
It's Lane Maxwell.
Millions of Americans are not satisfied with what we've been told. And we shouldn't be, because it's been contradictory and insulting to our intelligence every step of the way. So now we're looking elsewhere. This is what happens when people are deceived and strung along for years, only to be told that they're not entitled to any kind of transparency whatsoever. People are not just going to move on with their lives, no matter how badly you want them to. And there's a reason for that. And I want to make this very clear to those on the right, including the president himself, who are telling us to just drop the subject and move on. We can't drop it. We can't move on. Because what we want is justice. We have a deep desire for justice. And we can see how the corrupt and the powerful are never held accountable. We can look at our cities and see violent criminals running rampant in the streets, also not held accountable. We want these evildoers to be punished. We want the innocent to be defended. We want justice. It's one of the most basic and most honorable of all human desires. We want to see that justice is done. We want to know who else was in those awful videos that Pam Bondi told us about. And
okay. Now, there's two schools of thought when it comes to this issue with regards to how Democrats play their hand. For example, all right, well, let me back up here for a second. So to Matt Walsh's point, are you in that camp? Do you agree in that point? Like, with this is about justice. This is bigger than just a mere political issue. And we can't let this go because this is about justice and we need justice. We need to get to answers of this. And so now we got to turn to Ghislaine Maxwell, because Ghislaine Maxwell will know the truth. So we have to do that, because Pam Bondi, and here's a clip of her getting annoyed at the press saying she's not going to talk about Epstein anymore. So again, this story is not going away. So then I'm going to tell you how the Democrats are reacting to it. Here's Pam Bondi. Take a listen.
This today is about fentanyl. This is about a wall of people right outside this room who have died from, I appreciate your question, but this today is about fentanyl overdoses throughout our country and people who have lost loved ones to fentanyl. That's the message that we're here to send today. Nothing about Epstein. I'm not going to talk about Epstein.
Okay, she's not talking about it. All right, she's not talking about it, and that's that. And that's that. She's done. Charlie Kirk said the same thing. He's done talking about Epstein. He's done. Where are you on the situation? 855-839-1210, or you can tweet the show at Rich Zeoli, or you can weigh in on our YouTube chat as well. Where are you on this? Now, how do Democrats handle this? Now, James Carville thinks this whole thing's a distraction. He thinks that Democrats should not even go there, but Hakeem Jeffries is now calling in all the files to be released. So you see why I tell you this is one of those situations where you turn around and go, is this going to be hanging around for a long time? So Carville, who was on with Anderson Cooper, he thinks for Democrats, this should not be an issue. Don't even bring it up. Make everything about the one big beautiful bill. Focus on that. This is what he said. Cut 21.
Republicans are doing, and that will energize the Democrats.
James, do you look at Democratic voters as caffeinated and energized as the ambassador says?
Well, you can't help but do it. I mean, you look at these primary results, even you look at general election results. I mean, it's sporadic and it's off year. And I think the Democrats have just this wonderful opportunity, this big, beautiful bill. People detest this. And the more that they find out about it, the more they detest it. So we have a rallying cry here. And it's going to be up to the whole party to pick up the baton and run with this thing. But then they're stuck with this vote. And they want people to forget about it. Rahm's right. The Epstein thing is a distraction, but at the end of the day, I think people are going to vote on this and express their utter anger and disgust at this bill. This thing is the most unpopular piece of legislation that has ever passed the United States Congress in the history of polling. That's how unpopular it is.
Okay, now, so that's basically it's the economy, stupid, right? That's his point. Van Jones has an interesting take that if you are one of those people that's angry that you didn't get the truth on Epstein, it's because you were bamboozled. So his point is, keep going on this, keep hammering this, Democrats, because you're gonna turn the MAGA base off, and they're gonna stay home because they're gonna feel like they were lied to, misled, bamboozled. Do you see what I mean about the politics of this? So you look at how the Democrats are handling this. On the one hand, you've got Hakeem Jeffries calling on the release of this and alleging that there's a cover up by the Trump Justice Department. You've got James Carville saying Democrats should not even bring this up. Just let it go. Focus on the economy. It's economy stupid. Go after the one big beautiful bill and say it's terrible. And then you got Van Jones saying, no. Bring this up because then the base gets angry and the base turns around and the base stays home because the base feels like you bamboozled us. You took advantage of us. Cut 20.
MAGA's been took, had, bamboo. Like, you have to be, everything you just said, every Republican was saying, and now nothing to see here. So Hakeem Jeffries is 100% correct. Either they were lying the whole time, saying they had all the goods and all these rich people, or they're lying now.
Okay, so when you think about that, what is Hakeem Jeffries saying? I'm not going to play it for you because it's too boring, but he's saying release the Epstein files. This is a cover-up by the Trump administration. Now, I don't, you know, if they're doing that, I'm telling you the reason why they're doing that. If Democrats are playing that game, it's because they think they've got a better chance of reaching base voters and getting them to stay home and feel like the wind has been taken out of their sails. People like my friend Kate, who I just read you her tweet, and that you have a better chance of keeping them home in midterms. So now to back up to the question that I said earlier, the question I asked earlier, which is it as simple as just saying, you know what, we got bigger fish to fry? Maybe not. Because if people feel like they're not getting answers, do Democrats have some sort of internal polling that shows them that this becomes a disaster then for base voters who then stay home and say, I'm out, I'm done. You know what? This was my last chance to try to get the truth on something. I can't get it. I'm out. I'm done. That's the concern. That's why the issue isn't just as simple as some are suggesting here, which is just stop talking about it. You know what I mean? Because you have base voters who then get angry and don't come out to vote. So then for them, it matters. And how many of them are out there? According to some of these MAGA influencers online, millions. Like Matt Walsh says, there's millions of us. If millions of base voters don't show up, we've got a problem. So it's not just as simple as turning around and saying, focus on other things. If there's people that are that invested in this issue, because they look at it as a bigger issue. So that's why the Democrats now have this choice. Door number one, they just leave it alone, focus on the economy, stupid, the old James Carver way of thinking. Door number two, the Van Jones door, keep bringing it up. Keep reminding the base voters you were bamboozled, you were lied to, you were led down this road, and then we'll take the wind out of your sails and you stay home. This is the political minefield that this issue brings to the table, which is why it's not going away, because you can't risk losing base voters. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli for you to weigh in. Would love to hear from you. Ready to take your calls on this. 855-839-1210. And let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding. How does 10% off sound to you? Of course, it sounds great, doesn't it? With a company that I trust and I've used in two different homes over the course of 10 years, and that's Emmons Roofing and Siding. My friends Matt and Stephanie are dedicated to your customer satisfaction. That's why Emmons is going to do such a great job for you. 10% off siding, doors, windows, a new roof. Hey, how's that roof doing? And they serve the Jersey Shore too, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. If you need a new roof, and you should always get that roof inspected, Emmons will do it, guaranteed. And Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business with a lifetime warranty. But here's the best part. Emmons even has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. That's right. And Emmons, they did the kitchen and bathroom in my old house, and my wife was thrilled. Happy wife, happy life, baby. That's what I'm talking about. So let me know. Let me know what you think. But when you reach out to them, like Chris Eppolito tweeted out the other day, he goes, hey, Rich, I had Josh come out from Emmons. And great guy, very honest, and I appreciate it very much. That's everybody that I send to Emmons. EmmonsRoofing.com. 10% off. Tell them I sent you. You can put your trust in them just like I put my trust in Emmons all these years. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we're live in Pittsburgh, Senator McCormick's Energy and Innovation Summit. It's great to be with you today as we continue along talking about all the issues of the day. And I'm grateful to have you with us. And the question, of course, is, does the Epstein issue, should it just go away or not? Is this a problem where you risk losing the base? Or is this the kind of thing where it's just over-consuming because of social media? Tim is in Mount Laurel on the issue. Tim, how are you, sir?
I'm good, Rich. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I've been listening to you for a long time, man, and I'm glad I got to call in. This Ghislaine Maxwell, why is she in jail if nothing happened? And
yeah,
forgive me if I'm wrong, but didn't Melinda Gates leave Bill because he went to that island so many times?
That I don't know. I can't speak to exactly why she left him, but I'm not sure. But yeah, the Ghislaine Maxwell question is a great one, right? Why she's in jail? Why? Right? I mean, that's the point.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, are you hoping here that more comes out of this, or do you? You're clearly not in the camp that says just move on from this, go make it go away, right?
Yeah, I don't think you should just move away and make it go away. But I also don't think you should not vote in the primary because, you know, go vote for Jack.
Yeah, well, the general,
Jack Pittorelli for your own state. You know,
yeah.
Like, the whole notion of I'm not going to vote in the midterms. I just think that's silly.
Yeah, no, I agree. You got to vote. You got to turn up. I'm worried though that there's more people out there who will feel disenchanted and not show up if this thing just kind of buries itself. There's also a question too of whether or not maybe there is no there. I mean, we don't know, Tim, right? We don't know what we don't know, but people
That's
are upset. You're definitely upset, but you're right. But people need to vote in the general election for Jack Cittarelli. He's got a really good chance of winning. I definitely believe that.
Yeah, I think so too. He was so close the first time.
Yeah, he was. And that Monmouth poll that came out and said that Murphy had a double-digit lead, that's why so many Republicans stayed home. They didn't think he had a chance. That's not going to happen this time around, Tim. We can do this.
I believe you, Rich. I believe you. We can do it.
All right, buddy. You have a great day. Thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate it very, very much. Jerry is in Lambertville. Jerry, what's going on?
Hi, Rich. I just want to let you know I listen to you every day also on the way home from work. Really happy
you,
with the show and everything that you do for us.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much.
There's a base of people that originally got involved in all this. Some of them mega, but some of them just, I would say, you know, that want to do the right thing, that really thought that the most important subject of our time is children being aborted, children not getting water, dying by the millions actually every year from bad water, children being abused in schools now, trying to change everything about children. There's a lot of people that believe that children are more important than the average person's pocketbook right now. And I think it runs deep, really deep. And I have to sort of side with those people that we are losing our focus on what's really happening to the children in this world. They said there's 300,000 missing. Well,
yeah,
there's 220,000 every year that are missing without what happened across the border. And it seems like everybody just ignores this as a secondary importance.
So Epstein represents something bigger. Epstein represents us turning our back on those who've preyed on children, and that's why this issue resonates so deeply.
Thanks for sorting that out.
No, look, it's good to drill down on this, Jerry, and thank you for the call, my friend, and thank you for listening every day. It's good to drill down on that because I think you bring that perspective for people that may not get why it matters to people. And I think that's kind of what Matt Walsh was getting at too. And so if you feel passionately about that, then yeah, no, it's not just going to be something to go away. I think the problem is if you don't view it that way, if you view it as this is just about a prosecution of a scumbag, and you know, there's other issues at play here. There's judges, there's a DOJ, there's bigger fish to fry, and you don't account for the people that feel this is a very symbolic issue of priorities, then you just, you don't grasp that. the point of a base, so a base election, you've got your core people and what brings them out. There's lots of different issues that bring people out, obviously. It's not just the economy. For some people, it's about bringing down the deep state. What Jeffrey Epstein really represents to a lot of people is the deep state. It's that idea that there's this powerful cabal of people who get away with it, and that Trump promised, or at least represented, I want to say promised, but at least represented the idea that we will go after them. And that for them, they feel that if this is if they don't, then that's an abandonment of a very strong principle, which is holding these people accountable who prey on children, who abuse them, and they need to have some vindication here. And I get that. I mean, that's why it's harder to just turn around and go, you know what? It's people will forget. I don't think they're going to forget on this issue. And I don't know how long Dan Bongino is going to stay in his job, to be honest with you. I really don't. I don't know. The president said he talked to him. The president said Dan Bongino's doing well. I think we have the audio of that, actually. But he said Dan's good. Dan's in a good place. I don't know. I'd be surprised if Dan Bongino stays long. He'll stay for a while. He's not going to leave like this week. But I'd be surprised if he stays that long, because I do think he's genuinely very, very frustrated about this. I think he's frustrated because he was one of the people out there for years saying that there's more to the story. So if you build yourself up on that point, and then now you're in a position to say there's nothing there, and you are made to look like somebody who didn't deliver, or worse, that you're maybe part of a cover-up of something, that's not easy to handle. I get that. I understand that point. I would be very frustrated if I were him, too. I would. I get that. And yes, there are lots of issues out there. There are lots of things to deal with. But there's also a saying, it is the, you know, we walk and chew gum at the same time. But the president said Dan's in a good spot. This is what he said. Cut 12. Cut 12.
Oh, I think so. I did. I spoke to him today. Dan Bongino, very good guy. I've known him a long time. I've done his show many, many times. And he sounded terrific, actually. No, I think he's in good shape.
All right. Bob is in Orland. Bob, thank you for calling Talk Radio 1210. How you doing, man?
Doing great, Rich. How you been?
Been all right, my friend. Appreciate it.
I think that the influencers, those you're talking about on the, you know, the Republican side who are pushing this issue, are really using this for clickbait on their side to get them attention. They know that the Trump administration did not have custody of all these files. You know, what was there is gone, not because of the Trump administration, but because of prior administrations. I really think Trump and them have to push that, as well as there's a lot of other things that they could talk about, but just won't generate any activity on social media.
So they got to be more aggressive on it and say the reason why there's nothing there is because the previous administration got rid of everything, I'd be shocked if they didn't. Wouldn't you? If they were in power all these years, the Democrats were in power, the Department of Justice, and they had all this information, and it didn't implicate any Republicans, I'd be shocked if they didn't destroy it. Just like with the Kennedy files. Like I wasn't expecting them to say, here are the five people on the grassy knoll who shot Kennedy, you know?
Yeah, I think in time, these, you know, things may resurface again, but they're going to have to dig deep and quietly about it to go find it. But we can't give up on the mission as well, the entire mission, including the children that they're trying to save, but also the government itself. You know, we can't fall back into Democratic control.
Bob, thank you. Thank you for the call. To your point about influencers using this as clickbait, Laura Ingraham brought this up on her show and saying that this battle that's going on with these conservative influencers, this infighting, it's not good. Cut 19.
That. I think I could do that.
Now, as conservative influencers were eating their own about Epstein, the president was stealing the show on the one-year anniversary of the day he almost lost his life. He made a triumphant appearance at a global sporting event.
Now, her point about conservative influencers eating her own, she's not wrong. That's happening because you have the Turning Point USA Summit. Turning Point USA is this huge coalition of people. They're young. Charlie Kirk is their leader. And at that coalition, they had Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly. They had all these people going on and on about Epstein. And now Charlie Kirk says he's done talking about it. He's done talking about it. This is him, cut 17.
Plenty was said this last weekend at our event about Epstein. Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. I've said plenty this last weekend. So if you guys want to see my commentary on it, that's fine. We have escalatory action potentially being taken in Ukraine and Russia. We have tons of announcements happening when it comes to NATO. But let me just say this again. Everyone knows my opinion about the Epstein thing, the messaging fumble. I would love to see the DOJ move to unseal the grand jury testimony. I think that would be a big win. I would love to see that. And I'm going to trust my friends, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, my friend Pam Bondi, all these guys. I'm going to Todd Blanche. I'm going to trust them to solve it. Ball's in their court. I think that there was plenty of, let's say, speeches that were directed towards this topic this last weekend. So we don't need to spend our valuable time on this program relitigating it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And this is, let's go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr. Leslie, thank you for the call. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Yes. So Alan Dershowitz was on with Dom earlier today, and he made some very valid points. But I was saying to Matt, the press loves a good, juicy, salacious sex story. story where there's a lot of possible high rollers involved. And
sure.
And this was Epstein's third strike. He was arrested in 06, 08, and this one, and this time he knew he wasn't going to get away. So that's why I think he committed suicide. Regards to the other thing that made this story more juicy for the press to go after was that the court documents were heavily redacted. But that could have been just to protect the victims in this case, more so than the people preying on the victims. And what's really interesting is Epstein was the ultimate predator. And you were saying, why is Ghislaine in jail? And she's in jail because she provided these underage girls to him. So she basically was a pimp for him.
Well,
so that's what put her behind bars.
Yeah, look, I mean, Leslie, and thank you for the call, my friend. The issue of protecting victims is certainly valid, but with victims, there are predators, and exposing the predators is what people want, you know? All right, we'll take a quick break. We got to come back. We got a lot to talk about as we continue live today in Pittsburgh. And Governor Josh Shapiro is here today, interestingly enough. We'll talk to one of the people that want to try to run for governor of Pennsylvania and take him out. That's right. Straight ahead. So don't go away. But as we thank our friends at Tri-County Auto Group for their incredible support and sponsorship. Tri-County Auto, you know, I think they're fantastic. I really do. And I'm so grateful to Tri-County. I'm so grateful to them for their support, their loyalty, their friendship. And when it comes to you buying a new car, what do you think about driving American, baby? Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You get employee pricing plus. When everyone pays what the employees pay, everyone wins. That's right. And that's what you get at Chrysler, at Tri-County Auto. Tri-County Auto, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. For the entire month of July, you can lease a new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4xe for only, ready, $289 a month. For 24 months, or you can check out the new 2025 Ram 1500 Bighorn and lease for $459 a month for 42 months. That's right. Go by and see them. Go to tricounty.com, see all their incredible inventory. There's something beautiful about driving American. I drive a Jeep Wrangler. Took a top off this weekend, have a little sunshade on there, which I was able to assemble myself. Thank you very much. And it's just great. And seeing that made in the USA on there, love that. Plus, you know, under the One Big Beautiful Bill, if you buy an American car, you can deduct that interest on your taxes. So everybody wins. Tri-County is our sponsor. They're right on 422, Limerick, Collegeville, Exton. Easy to get to from wherever you are. So, yeah, go see them today. TriCountyAuto.com. TriCountyAuto. TriCounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.